I'm Joe Palka reporting. U.S. stock prices fluctuated wildly Tuesday after regaining ground following a sharply lower open on the heels of sell-offs earlier in the day in Asia and Europe. The volatility continued unabated one day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed the most points in one day in its more than 120-year history. The Dow fell 530 points at the market open. Earlier today, Asia's benchmark stock indexes collapsed as Monday's massive sell-offs on Wall Street rolled across the globe. United States Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
I think, as you said, the stock market is up significantly, over 30% since President Trump was elected. We're monitoring the stock markets. They're functioning very well. And we continue to believe in the long-term impact of the stock market. So thank you.
The stock market has now lost about $1 trillion in value since Friday when the Dow lost 666 points.
There's so much that could go wrong. I hope it goes right.
The billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk, in anticipation of the much-awaited launching of his new SpaceX jumbo rocket in line to become the world's most powerful launch vehicle in operation. The debut test flight is set for a little later on today, possibly as early as 18:30 Universal Time from Florida. It's a little more than an hour and a half from right now. Liftoff would be a key turning point for Musk's privately owned space exploration technologies.
The sense of possibility and excitement here is really got me quite giddy.
And you're invited to view the launching live simply by visiting our website at voanews.com. Liftoff would take place over a three-hour possible window beginning at 1:30 local time. This is VOA News. A Turkish soldier was killed in setting up a Turkish outpost near Aleppo, close to Syrian forces in